Federal, state, and local officials launched a new water quality monitoring project today on the Connecticut River in Massachusetts that's aimed at improving environmental conditions in Long Island Sound. A stream gauge has been installed in the river in Northfield, Massachusetts, at the border with Vermont. Paired with an existing gauge in Thompsonville, Connecticut, it will help scientists compile data on the level of nutrients, particularly nitrogen, that comes from the Massachusetts portion of the watershed. Nitrogen is blamed for the death of marine life and other harm in Long Island Sound. The data collected through the gauges and water sampling is expected to be used by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency when issuing new permits to wastewater treatment plants. It could have a major impact on ratepayers if expensive upgrades are required to meet stringent limits on nitrogen discharges. Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs Matthew Beaton said Massachusetts has a duty to work with the other states in the Connecticut River watershed.
It's in all of our best interest to make sure that we do all that we can to preserve this beautiful natural resource for all the wonderful things that it gives us as residents of the Commonwealth and everybody to our south down in Connecticut and Long Island.
The U.S. Geological Survey began work last winter to install the gauge. It transmits data wirelessly to a monitoring station on the riverbank. The equipment is all solar-powered. The USGS, Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, and the Springfield Water and Sewer Commission are sharing the cost of the $230,000 project. Mass DEP Commissioner Martin Suberg said the gauge will provide valuable information.
The best decisions are made with the best science, and so with this gauge, we're able to more accurately track flows, which together with other information about concentrations of nitrogen in the river give us a much better picture of what's going on in the river and helps us all make better decisions about permitting.
The project was praised by Andy Fisk, the executive director of the Connecticut River Conservancy, who said it will help determine how much nitrogen comes into the river as it flows through Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and ultimately Connecticut.
This is ultimately about how we parse responsibility for meeting our clean water goals. And this helps. This is going to be good, high-quality information to help us with that.
Excessive nitrogen comes from farm and lawn runoff, septic systems, and wastewater treatment plants. The Springfield Water and Sewer Commission operates the largest wastewater treatment plant north of Connecticut. Executive Director Josh Schimmel said the commission invested in the project to do water sampling 50 miles upstream because current data being used to consider nitrogen discharge limits for the plant is 15 to 20 years old.
The impacts are humongous. So that's why we're kind of investing our time and money in this now and supporting these efforts, because you can be looking in the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars of investment.
Municipalities and utilities in New York and Connecticut have spent billions of dollars to upgrade wastewater treatment plants to remove nitrogen to improve Long Island Sound, but with limited success. Reporting from Northfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.